and they, I'll give you number to bail to, and all you have to do is bail without verification. Please, come on, you've
got to
have an open mind.
That.
Why do you defend these people?
Because they pay my rent.
It doesn't take any money off your salary to do it.
I know it, but you're asking me to cheat. And I don't do that.
Why?
Why should I?
Because it's stupid to charge all these rates.
Well, anyway, hon.
Come on, then.
I can't do that.
Just if it was getting back at the company for the vacation
they
never gave you.
I can't do that.
Just if it is getting back for the vacation they never gave you.
They give me a vacation. Very good
vacation. That's the way we don't have my number. I can ask you whatever I want.
No. But that's a question that I couldn't answer you. Well, I think we have
You could answer me. I mean, the supervisor's monitoring your position all the time, you know. Come on,
I mean, I would like to see the rates cheaper, but I have no control over them, so.
My opinion
is not worth much.
You wouldn't be against putting a call through for free, though, would you?
Oh, no, if I could do that, I would, but I can't.
You can't just do what I say, and, I mean, just follow my instructions, and you can put a call through.
No.
Excuse me?
What's your number here?
My number?
Yes.
Operator, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the rates at AT&T? I mean, they're too high. They've been ripping people off for years. Don't you think they're ridiculous? You don't like the rates, do you?
Now, you know, that is not a question that you would ask an operator, an AT&T operator, now is it?
Yeah,
that is not a fair question.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. I am biased.
Especially when you don't have my number. I can ask you whatever.